listening to Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
Everyone, it is 2018, and I am so excited about what this new year is going to bring for you and for me. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Felicia Johnson, and this is Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off. And so I am just recently coming off of doing a vision board workshop just yesterday, and it was a great time with the attendees. And I was just so inspired by the people that came and sharing their visions for what they have for their new life coming up in this new year. And so, of course, as a new year comes, there are going to be new things for me. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about that. For my company, some of you may have noticed that I am now operating as a Sevenfold Professional Improvement Coaching. I'm always still going to be Felicia signing off, but I just wanted to give some insight into perspective for people of what is my coaching business about. My tagline for my business has always been investing in yourself leads to success. Because I really and truly believe as individuals, as we know ourselves and are self-aware, that that is the beginning of all the foundations to our future success. And so as I was focusing and thinking more about my business and coaching clients, what was one of the things that I kept seeing individuals not just really succeeding at? And one of the things is not knowing their strengths. Now, I know when people will encounter me and they'll be like, oh, Felicia, you do XYZ well, or you know this well, or whatever the case may be. And I see in them that you have your own individual strength. But one of the questions that is when you're thinking about in job interviews, they ask you is what is your strength and weaknesses? And I've discovered in society that many people, we focus on our weakness, but we're not really able to communicate what our strengths are. And so what I wanted to do is to help people to understand what their strengths are. And so that is what my business is now going to be based upon, is helping people discover their strengths and how to live that out in society. You know, research shows that people who really understand their strengths and are able to live it every day are 3 times more likely to report having an excellent quality of life, 6 times more likely to be engaged at work, 8% more productive, and 15% less likely to quit their jobs. And understanding how you can personally operate in your strengths, what does that mean? What will it help you do? It'll help you increase your happiness at home and work, improve your relationships, discover balance, increase your performance at work and school, and achieve your life goals. So that goes to show you that right in the very beginning, knowing what your strengths are leads to success in all of your other areas. So in my future shows, that's one of the things that I want to start the shows off with and helping people to understand. Learning a little bit more about strengths and how knowing that particular strength will help you be successful in your career, your life, whatever it is that you aspire to be. The way I begin working with clients is having them take a self-assessment that helps them discover what their strengths are. And the two main ones that I use in my business are the VIA inventory measure and the Clifton Strengths Finder. Now, with the VIA inventory measure, it measures 24 of our character strengths and is comprised of the VI classification. The VIA inventory doesn't measure your talents, or it doesn't measure your weaknesses or negative character traits. So like, for example, if you have a low score in honesty, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are dishonest. It just simply means that you do not view honesty and authenticity as part of your core value.
or as relates to your strength.
The Clifton Strengths Finder, on the other hand, measures the presence of talents, and they group those into 34 different general areas, or what they call themes. And so I use those different assessments to help get a picture of our clients. And so what I want to do now is start incorporating some of those talents as you can get to know them more and then how they relate to your success. And so actually today we will be discussing one that relates to the woo under one of the things of the Clifton Strengths Finder and how that relates to first impressions. Woo stands for winning others over. People with a strong woo talent enjoy meeting new people. They are energized by meeting people and strangers for the first time. They're actually drawn to it. They enjoy learning people's names and asking them questions and finding out more about them and building a rapport. Now, generally, a lot of people shy away from starting conversations, but not people with the woo talent. They don't worry about running out of things to say at all. They are really at a loss of words, and they enjoy making connections. And so one of the things that, well, if you don't have a strong woo or you want to know how to do it better, we always talk about first impressions or a lasting impression. And so I wanted to dig a little deeper by talking with someone that is an expert in etiquette and how you can make first impressions. And so I want you now to take part into this interview that I contacted with Tanisha Thomas, who is an expert in etiquette. And so maybe this will help you be able to develop a little bit more of the woo talent in your life.
Welcome to Success Coaching with Felicia signing off. I am so excited about our first episode for the 2018 year, and we have a special guest, Ms. Thomas. Let me tell you a little bit about Ms. Thomas, you guys. She began her etiquette career in 2013 as a children's etiquette expert. And actually, that's how I came known by her, because I wanted my kids to attend one of her workshops. She really has a passion for protocol that allowed her to expand her etiquette empire to help adults and businesses refine their professional and personal social graces. Her professional experience includes 13 years in corporate compliance, auditing, and business management. She's well-versed in the American and British corporate culture and has the opportunity to travel internationally and work with colleagues and professionals from around the globe. These experiences have prepared her for her role as a protocol trainer and well-versed in etiquette norms. So I just want to say thank you so much, Ms. Thomas, for joining us today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm well. I'm well. And thank you so much for just such an amazing introduction. I'm honored to be here and excited to be a part of your infamous podcast.
Yes, well, thank you so much. It's a great guest like you that just helps make this show wonderful. I appreciate you coming on. And so today I know we're going to be talking about first impressions. And as we're getting ready to start the show, I wanted to talk about my first impression of you. As you guys, as I was telling you in the beginning of the show, I met Ms. Thomas through Facebook. She was promoting her program for etiquette classes for children. And I signed up my kids, and, of course, you know, I was at the last minute, and her class was completely full. But she followed up with me later on, and I really appreciated that. And in addition, when I had my book signing, I didn't even know Ms. Thomas, you guys. And she said, hey, I see that you have a book. How can I come out and help you and encourage you in your business? And I thought, wow, this is great. So that was my first impression of you, was that you were, you know, caring, encouraging, and supportive of individuals doing their own thing. And so I definitely, once I saw what you were doing, wanted to have you on my show. So Ms. Thomas, my very first question for you would be, how did you get in the field of etiquette?
Oh, that's a great question. I hear it. I wouldn't say I hear it, but I'm asked this question quite often. And it actually began very early on well before I started the business, but when I was working in corporate in the state of Florida, I had an opportunity to volunteer at a school, and I believe it was an elementary school and middle school, and I had an opportunity to volunteer at a elementary school and witness kids interacting. And I was pretty, I hate to say appalled, but I was pretty appalled with their social skills and wondered why children were not being aware of just basic manners. And as time went on, it sort of dawned on me there weren't any resources. If children aren't learning it at home, what tools or reference materials or just what do they have to reference when they're at school or not at home? And there's absolutely nothing available in public schools that reinforce proper social skills. So I took some time to do some research and try to align how I can make a difference, how I can impact, or how I can go and teach children about civility, protocols, and etiquette. So I began building the business, and eventually, late 2013, I formed my corporation, Mind Your Manners Etiquette School, and the Corp Institute is a sister brand of that now. But Mind Your Manners Etiquette School started in Florida, and I began going just around the whole city of the Tampa Bay area, offering my services, wanting to break in, and I want to teach your students. I want you to bring your children to me. And that's how it began, and it just it's grown tremendously. So I've been able to expand the business in not just the state of Florida, but in Arkansas, now Tennessee, and which also, again, a spinoff to cater to adults and businesses who've also found interest in my my services as well. So I'm very excited. It's a dream come true to be able to do this. So really just having an opportunity to volunteer and see children interact. So it's really been amazing.
Wow, that is an awesome story. And I know you're just so telling the truth in that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people are not learning these things at home. And even if they are learning at home, like, for example, I wanted our kids to learn it, sometimes they need to hear from someone else. And that's, you know, an expert. It's like it brings a whole nother, you know, level to it. Like, oh, okay, this is, you know, not something that just mom and dad are telling me. But, you know, like, wow, this is something, you know, that's important. I just love the fact that you took something that you had a desire for. You saw something. You saw that there was a need. Kids are not interacting well. And then turned that into a thriving business. You know, so many people, you know, that we encounter don't, you know, follow up on that. And so thank you for making this a business that you can do and love and thrive on.
Ms. Thomas, my next question for you is,
what is a first impression? Tell us what that is.
Well, it's actually quite simple, Felicia. It's when a person encounters another person for the first time and forms a mental image or perception of them. It's important to just really remember that it only takes 7 seconds to form an impression, 7 seconds. So that's very, very quick.
That is very quick. So, expanding upon that just a little bit, so how do you make a great first impression? Because, you know, so many times you hear that once you make that first impression, you can never do that again. So how do you make a first good one? How do you do that?
That's a great question. You really want to be memorable, confident, and ultimately just be genuine. When you approach the person, you want to greet them with a smile and eye contact. You'll follow up with a firm handshake. So, again, you really want to be memorable, confident, genuine, and approach them with a smile and eye contact.
Eye contact is so important. I've learned that, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, that you looked at a person in their eyes when you were speaking with them. So
right.
Definitely.
And a lot of people relate that to honesty. People relate that to honesty. Mm-hmm. So It is very important. And as well, I'm often asked, what about making a great first impression when meeting a blind date? In this instance, you'll want to make sure your entrance and carriage is stellar. So again, your first impression when meeting a blind date, you must have a great entrance and your carriage. And I'll explain a little bit more what that means. So when you enter a room, you have to exude confidence. Confidence is also visual. It's not just in the way you sound or your tone. You have to look confident as well. Carriage is really how you carry yourself, your person, your posture. Do you stand tall? Mm-hmm. Do you walk in stride? Keep in mind that this is the first time your date is meeting you, so your initial presence is key.
Oh, that is so important, posture and how that does exude confidence. I know I wrote about that power posing in my book about how some individuals, you know, they'd be slouched over or if they have mm-hmm. their hands on their neck and they're just not exuding power. And I was giving a few tips on, like, for example, you know, the Wonder Woman pose. You know, you stand up, mm-hmm. you have your feet slightly apart, hands on your hip, like exuding, you know, that power. And so, you know, that's really kind of easy to understand, you know, the face, you know, the face-to-face. But, Ms. Thomas, what if you're not meeting face-to-face? How can you still make a good first impression?
Well, this is also important in both business and casual encounters. So whether through an email or a social media outlet, your context, a spelling and grammar will be your biggest ally in making a great impression. You want to refrain from using too many slang words, acronyms, exclamation points, and emojis. I know right now we're in the whole phase of emoticons, and that's super cool, but unfortunately it can look very juvenile. It can come off as being very childlike. So, or you can be seen as incompetent, or you may even offend the other person. So refraining from emojis or overuse of exclamation points should truly be avoided.
Oh, yeah, I know that resonated with me when you said acronyms. Growing up from a military background, you know, we had an acronym for, like, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, when you were talking to others, you're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what does PCS mean? You know, kind of thing. So
you can have a whole conversation with just acronyms, but again, it can impact the first impression. So once you become casual with them or get to know them, I should say, acronyms or possibly emojis will be well-suited for that instance.
So I'm sitting here thinking, why are first impressions so important? Ms. Thomas, does it really matter? Really?
Yes, they do. They do, because everything happens for the first time only once. And I know that sounds silly, but it is true. The first impression may also be your last impression. So it's very important to make sure you are showcasing your best you on each initial encounter. And also remember, first impressions are relatively quick to form, remember 7 seconds, but difficult to change. This is important in business, casual, and courting encounters. Also, Felicia, I was asked recently, do first impressions really matter anymore? And, you know, because people rarely meet face-to-face for the first time. And I always say yes. And now more than ever, first impressions matter. There's a variety of ways to meet and engage with people, so your first impression is crucial in making the right impression and a positive impact.
Well, I know you talked a little bit earlier about, like, first impressions with dating, and usually most people only think about first impressions with business. So tell me a little bit more about, like, common myths that people might be holding about first impressions.
Well, yes, that they only matter in business. And I've said this to many people, and I also say this on my website, we're all a walking cover letter. Make sure you are the best representation of your own brand or the brand that you represent. So always be your best you. because you never know who you're going to meet or when your paths may cross again. This person may be a future ally or partner, a partner in life or a partner in business. So the myth is that it's only for business, and that is completely incorrect. As I stated earlier, especially with a blind date, you know, you want to impress them. Put your best foot forward, pardon me.
My husband's family also said that. It's like, you know, who you represent when we're going out. You have to remember, you know, that people are seeing you for the first time, and you don't want to, you know, back then it's like, you're not going to embarrass our name, you know, like behave and do well in the public eye. So let's, you know, flip it a little bit. So first impressions may be a little easy for people that are extroverts. What help could you give people that maybe are a little more introverted and they're shy? How could they make a good first impression?
Well, I have to say the CORP Institute, of course, is the best resource.
Tell us what CORP stands
the
for.
The CORP, I'm so glad you asked. The CORP is an acronym, and it stands for Conduct and Order for the Refinement of Protocol. Conduct and Order for the Refinement of Protocol. So we chose to shorten this or to represent the acronym because we are a business and adult protocol agency. And our goal is to really, really showcase that we are here to institute or reincorporate protocol back into our everyday settings or everyday lives. So that is why we are named the CORP Institute.
So thank you for explaining that to our audience. Like you just talked about acronyms, everybody will know we know, but they're not as familiar.
Yes. Well, my advice is not only for introverts, but for extroverts. Many extroverts or individuals who don't understand boundaries make the biggest first impression mistakes. Their vibrant personalities can come off as narcissistic. And the best advice for introverts and extroverts are really just to prepare your introduction in advance, especially when meeting a new client, a prospective employer, or first date is preparing. So for someone that's shy, preparing is key. Get in the rhythm. Talk to yourself in the mirror while you're driving. Again, recite some comfortable sayings so that in the event you're going to meet a new person where you're anticipating it or you're putting yourself in practice for when you have those impromptu meetings, you can go back and recall those moments where you were encouraging yourself and preparing yourself to actually meet and make the right first impression.
Okay, so Ms. Thomas, you've been talking about first impression. What advice would you give someone if they didn't give a good first impression? Can they recover from that?
You can recover from anything. Never be afraid to make a mistake. It happens. It happens to the most professional, well-trained. It even happens to me. And some days you just may be not having the best of days or you are preoccupied with something else mentally. So what you can do is just apologize. You can apologize whether in advance or after the fact. I wouldn't wait until later on or too much time passed, but if your impression wasn't the best, you can recover, whether that be through a phone call or maybe an email. Just to apologize, never say I'm sorry, but you apologize and say I may not have shown my best me, but I'd like another chance. In whatever aspect that may be.
Awesome. I like how you phrased that. Well, I have truly enjoyed this conversation with you, Ms. Thomas. And as I was saying before, you definitely left a great first impression with me, and I appreciate you coming on the show today. I just wanted to take this opportunity to let you tell us, like, what do you have going on? What's coming up in CORP for your business that my audience would love to hear more about?
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you and your audience. Civility, protocol, etiquette norms are very, very near and dear to my heart, and I just truly love teaching all aspects of that. 2018 will be a very busy year, and we are looking to start off the year with helping individuals build the perfect resume and explaining to them what a cover letter is. And so we're going to have a few workshops where we'll be hosting building the right resume for individuals who may be lacking college experience. And there are many individuals who feel they cannot have the best resume without showcasing college degrees and so forth. So we want to show you how to do that and shine. Highlight your other assets.
Oh, well, that is totally needed. So where could our listeners get more information about that? What's your website address?
Yes, www.thecorpinstitute. We're also available by telephone at 800-675-0284 and, of course, via email at info@thecorpinstitute.com.
Awesome. You guys, make sure you check that out. I will, with Thomas, make sure you definitely reserve 2 seats for my kids for your upcoming etiquette class in February. I will be submitting my registration very soon because I don't want to miss like I did the last time. Thank you so much for coming on Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Tanisha Thomas and learning more about first impressions. If you are now an individual sitting there wondering, I wonder what my strengths are, you have to wonder no more. If you go to my website, sevenfoldcoaching.com, you can access a link that will allow you to take a character strength assessment for free. That's right, free. It takes you less than 15 minutes. It's private and confidential, and it's even available for adults and youth to the ages of 10 and 17. All you have to do is just go to my website, sevenfoldcoaching.com, and just click Take Free Character Strengths, and you will be on your way to knowing what is strong within you. And so as we get ready to close today's show, the song of the day, which is where our final word, will be a song about first impression. It is an old school song by Roberta Flack entitled, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. Thank you for joining me in Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off.
The first time ever I saw your face. I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you